Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Wagner.
Here.
Councilmember Gregory.
Here.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
A show of hands, how many here are in favor of the plastics ban?
The debate on plastic bans crackles like the bags themselves.
By banning single-use plastic bags that are reusable, recyclable, you're killing an American manufacturer, you're killing American jobs, and you're...
That's Gary Matthews with Novolex, a Hartsville-based plastic manufacturer. He's trying to convince the Charleston City Council not to ban single-use plastic items, like grocery bags, straws, and styrofoam cups. But he's outnumbered by people fed up with plastic trash littering their waterways and marshes.
Bags are disgusting. Straws are disgusting to be on the beach and in the water.
Nearly a dozen coastal communities have passed plastic bans, including the Isle of Palms. Mayor Jimmy Carroll says families concerned about sea turtles quickly convinced council.
It was an easy decision.
But that easy decision could be overturned.
They're trying to take home rule away from us.
Two upstate senators have introduced a measure that gives the General Assembly, not municipalities, the power to ban such containers. Republican Senator Wes Clymer of York County is one of them.
And, you know, I have to wonder what's next, plastic water bottles? You know, some environmentalists say that cows contribute to global warming, or is there going to be a municipality that bans red meat, right? I mean, you know, there has to be some limit on municipalities' ability to ban a consumer good.
A similar measure failed last year. This one, however, not only prohibits future local plastic bans, but takes back those already passed. That's why Lowcountry leaders like Paul Somerville of Beaufort County are debating plastic trash again, only this time in Columbia.
It hurts us in tourism, it hurts us in economic development, and it hurts our environment.
But plastic bans hurt small businesses, argues Rebecca Leach. She's the director of the state's Retail Council.
We believe this is more of a litter issue than a plastic bag at point of sale issue.
The global market for plastic packaging worldwide, by the way, an estimated $300 billion. And those single-use plastic grocery store-style bags frequently are not accepted in curbside programs, like those blue bins, because they get tangled and clog the machinery. They're flimsy, they float, and easily escape recycling trucks.
Well, when we get older, we don't want to live in a disgusting place like it kind of is now.
9-year-old McKenna Ryan helped start the Ocean Activists with her friend, Betty Henderson.
We're activists, but we're kids, so.
The group organizes beach sweeps, collecting and tracking trash.
A plastic straw, a syringe.
They make YouTube videos promoting less plastic when packing lunches.
And what single use means is you use them one time and you throw them away.
Okay. And they step up to the mic at city council meetings, fighting for single-use plastic bans.
We have collected over 300 signatures from other Charleston children who are dedicated to protecting our ocean.
Mother Lindsay Henderson is proud, but worried. How does she tell the kids about that proposed ban on plastic bans adults are now considering?
I feel like it would be really disheartening to them to even know that that was even being discussed. So.
For now, she says, they'll do what they can, picking up plastic one piece at a time.
We've got 2-year-olds out here that are like, there's yucky trash in the ocean.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.